Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Since emancipation, the black man has not grown to any discernible level of maturity. With maturity comes responsibility. I ask, with regard to the Bible, what has the black man learned that the slave was not told by their slaveholders and wards? The answer, an astounding nothing. Ignorance knows no shame. If you hear these things I speak and teach, and you make no positive effort to help correct the situation, then you are behaving irresponsibly and inexcusably. It is time we, and I emphasize we, get it right. It is time we break the grip of ignorance and deception. The Gentiles conspired to give the slaves a false belief. So they lied to the slaves about Jesus, God, and the Bible. That was then. The problem now is a century and a half since emancipation. The descendants of the slaves still hold to the lie. They hold to the trick. They hold to the gimmick. With each succeeding generation, blacks continue to inherit a false belief, a belief founded on a gimmick. It is time we get it right. It is time we break the grip of ignorance and deception. Let's get it right this time. Is there anything the black church has right? An interesting question I raised there. Is there anything the black church has right? It was given everything wrong. And of course, as I just read from the days of enslaved. The Bible is a book of details, a book of details, details which the black church has paid no man. The black church has overlooked, disregarded, and omitted the details. I guess because the slaveholders and what did not give them the details, they have not sought to gather the details on anything that is essential and important in the Bible. That's astounding. What has the black preacher done? Surely he had fed the people with knowledge and understanding of Bible content. What are they doing in theology? It's just a game, isn't it? It's just a game. Because certainly they do not learn the truth of Bible content in theology. It is not taught. The Gentiles do not teach truth of Bible content. Matter of fact, they withhold truth of Bible content. They deliberately withhold and conceal the truth of Bible content. But that is no reason for the blacks not to have sought out the truth of Bible content for themselves. So the black church has started from its beginning being crippled by falsehood, crippled by lies, having been given a deceitful faith, a belief that is totally contrary to Bible content. So, again, the Bible, a book of details. It deals details on the curse against black people, a Gentile curse against black people. Detailed information given. It gives details on the will of God. Many, many details. But yet the black church lies in ignorance and deception continually. It is inexcusable. I want to read a passage here from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 56, starting with verse 9. I introduced a passage last week that says, from the prophet to the priest, they all deal falsely, talking about religion, talking about the Christian church. The oracles in the Bible tell it like it is. They tell it like it is. They tell the truth. The question is, who has listened to what they have to say among the black people? Do the Gentiles have to spell out everything to the black church? Does not the black church have a mind of its own, a mind that they should be using? Nevertheless, they are not using. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. The Bible likens the minister to a beast of the field, a beast who has come to devour, a beast who has no love and genuine concern for the people. I say this, if the black minister has any concern above for the for his own people, he would have sought out the truth as much as he could find in the Bible in order to lead his people in a right way. But he has not done that. All ye beasts of the field. Verse 10, its watchmen are blind. Isn't that something? Now, this is talking about people in the church. This is talking about church leadership. Church leadership. His watchmen are blind. All the things I teach, and yet the black church teaches none of those things. The black minister goes to seminary. He gets degreed. But yet the Bible says his watchmen are blind. Seminary does not open the eyes of the blind. The black minister is blind. Beast of the field. The Bible says they are all ignorant. Now, who's going to prove that wrong? Who will prove that wrong? I speak of things which the Bible speaks about. His watchman, the minister, is supposedly set to be a watchman. He watches for the people. He studies for the people. He learns from the people. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. And that reminds me of a statement from the prophet to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. Wow. This is really dumb. What the Bible has to say about the ministry. And I'm speaking in particularly to the black ministers. As I've said before, here in America, we are approaching 150 years since emancipation, and yet, that means we've been allowed to read for a century and a half. What has the black minister been doing? But the Bible tells them they are black and likens them to beasts of the field. Come to revive all ye beasts. And that's another thing, what the scripture said. They all deal falsely, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. The Bible does not leave anyone out. Doesn't leave anyone out. Isn't that something? They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs. Now, I'll read the Bible, Isaiah 56, verses 9, and I'm at verse 11 right now. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds. Okay, so it is speaking about ministers, right? And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. What a commentary. What a commentary on ministers, and as they hear, the black ministers in particular. Because the Gentile ministers know certain things about the Bible. They know that the Bible is a book of details. They know that the Bible has the law of God in it. They know that the Bible has the will of God. They know characteristics of God that are set down in the Authorized Version Bible. They know that God is called upon to come forth in the Bible. They know this. The black minister does not know these things. He does not know them. Yet they go to school. Okay. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. But the meat of the passage is in verses 9 through 11. Yeah, the Gentile minister knows the crucial matter of Bible content. That's why they are able to deceive. They know what to teach, and they know what they don't want to teach. And that is truth of Bible content. So they withhold truth, and they teach error. They teach lies, of which the Bible speaks about. They love to deceive. They love to deal falsely. According to the Bible, then, that's the characteristic of the Gentiles. They love to deal falsely. They love to deceive. To deceive people, poor, helpless people, to lead them into a state of delusion is very bad. Yet that is what the Gentiles have done. But like I said, now blacks have been freed many, many years worldwide. They have been emancipated, and they have been able to read. But the evidence shows that blacks have not been reading the Bible, because had they been reading the Bible, they would know that God has come in the flesh. They would know that. They would know that the Bible speaks in detail about the will of God. They would know that the Bible speaks in detail about the Gentile curse against black people that is in the Bible. They would know these things. They would know much of the crucial matter of Bible content, and I know. And for the mysteries, of course, they would have to wait on God, but there's no mystery in the details regarding the will of God. The only mystery is who is God, and the people wait for him to come. They wait for him to reveal himself. But they can know the attributes of God. They can know the signs of God. They can know these things because the Bible speaks about them in an outright way. Outright way. Because it's so important, I will read this passage again, then I will move forward and onward. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen, the black people's watchmen, the black people's ministry, are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping blind, them. I have a job. Loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. Wow, that's a statement that speaks to the mind of the black minister. Shepherds that cannot understand. That seems to be impossible, doesn't it? Yea, shepherds, they are ministers, they are preachers, they are pastors that cannot understand. You know, if black people knew that the Bible talked about it, would that matter? Would that matter? The saying, know thyself, which many blacks have heard, know thyself. Do you know yourself? Can you see yourself in the Bible? Do you see yourself in the Bible? Statement here. And I'm turning to it. Listen, there. This is Esther 3:8. There is a certain people scattered abroad. Does that mean anything to you? A certain people scattered abroad? What people do you know that has been scattered abroad? Well, it's no secret. We all know that black people have been scattered abroad. Scattered abroad by the Gentile slave trade. Scattered abroad as slaves. That's a fact. A fact of history. A certain people. So the Bible talks about people. It talks about identifiable people. Scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. That's exactly what the Gentiles have done to blacks. Captured them, defeated them in battle, captured them, took them captives of war, prisoners of war, scattered them abroad, bought and sold. Black people, a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. That certain people is black people. That's not a secret. History bears that out. Scattered abroad, dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And I can turn to Revelation 18. Now, two things that we first say that I have said pertaining to black people. One, they are, as black preachers in particular, this first statement, they are all not dogs. They are shepherds that cannot understand it. And then the people as a whole, Esther speaks to that, saying that calling them a certain people that have been scattered abroad. Okay, now Revelation 18 speaks of things that are bought and sold, because not only were the slaves scattered abroad, but they were, the Gentiles were allowed to, under the law, like were property. They were property. Under the law, the Gentile could buy and sell human beings, that is, black people. So here, Revelation 18, starting with verse 12, the merchandise of gold. A picture is worth a thousand words. In Revelation 18, 12 through 13, we have a picture. It is a picture of things that were bought and sold among the Gentiles. Okay? The merchandise of gold and silver. Picture this. See this on your back. And precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood. And and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beef, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and those of me. Those of me. In that picture, you have slaves placed among things that are bought and sold. That's a law. That picture there, Revelation 18, 12 through 13, is a law in a picture. A word picture law. And that law, that word picture, gave the Gentiles the authority to buy, or the power to buy and sell, the right to buy and sell blacks as merchandise, right, to treat them as merchandise and to buy and sell them. Detail. Detail. That's a detail there in Revelation 12. Revelation 18, 12 through 13. Detail. A detail regarding the Gentiles' view of black people and of their right to do what they did in buying and selling, like making merchandise. That's a detail. Just as Isaiah 56, wherein the black minister is spoken about and spoken against, liken the black minister to a beast. Another word picture, if you saying that they are all beasts which come to devour, take what they can to themselves, for themselves, and leave the people empty of knowledge, empty, giving the people no understanding of Bible content at all. And so you have people saying, you know, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. I go to church, I still don't understand the Bible. And yet black people keep going to church. They keep listening to the minister, and the minister keeps not giving them any understanding of Bible content. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that picture. Because if he's not giving understanding of Bible content, there's no need for it. Because other things he talks about, you don't have to go to church to learn and to know. No, you don't. You sure don't. But you look to the preacher to give you some understanding of Bible content and of God and all, which brings about another thing, another point of detail. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, books of detail. They show a picture of one who goes about sinning, who goes about breaking the law repeatedly. They show a picture of one who loves to break the law, can't wait to break the law. They show pictures of that. That character's name is Jacob. And they cite the law, one law especially in particular, that he breaks. He cite the law. Give you the law. And you can trace that law all the way back to the New Testament, all the way back to Exodus chapter 20. Make sure I'm right. Exodus 20. Yes, Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, where you have the law of the Sabbath. Gives you this passage gives you a good picture of the law of the Sabbath. It doesn't give you the penalty for breaking that law, but all you need to do is turn to, let's see, is this 31? Let's see here. Turn to Exodus 31 to get the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath. It says there in 31:15, whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And then you turn over and you get details of this individual breaking the law of the Sabbath by working, by doing work on the Sabbath day. And the authority approach him about that. The authority eventually catch him. They apprehend him. The soldiers take him and bring him. And he's finally brought to justice. And the penalty of the law is carried out upon him. That's the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel of Jesus. That which black people have been made from beginning to believe about Jesus is not the gospel. That's a lack. That's a part of the gimmick that Gentiles have played on black people. Part of the gimmick. Well, that's a gimmick, rather. A part of keeping causing black people to believe that which is totally false. A gimmick, a deceptive trick. A deceptive trick played against black people. But we can read now. We say we can read. We can learn. We can learn. Bible says the black man cannot understand. Therefore, with that, there's no need for the black man if he cannot understand. But details. The gospel is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel of Jesus. And again, in that gospel, Jesus is a lawbreaker. If he is a lawbreaker, then he is an unrighteous individual. He is an unjust person. Okay. Right. And that's exactly what the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show him to be: an unjust person, unrighteous person, unholy person. What has the black minister been doing all these years? What has he been doing all these years that he cannot see that in the Bible Jesus is a criminal, a lawbreaker? People, this is a serious matter. Black people continue to be taught a lie, and just in that patient, they continue to be taught a lie by their own, by those of their own black ministers. This is outrageous. This is unjustifiable. This is very bad. No wonder the Bible likens the black minister to a beast of the forest, not an educated man of the city or woman. If if you can overlook this, then something is wrong with you. We are told by the scripture and the black minister bears it out that they have no understanding of Bible content. The Bible says that even heart in a more harsh way is that they cannot understand. The black minister cannot understand. Has no desire to understand. Doesn't care. Do the people care? They act like they don't. They know he's not, they know they're not learning to how to deal with Bible content. They know that. I knew it. I knew it before I began to come into the knowledge of the truth. I knew that I did not understand the Bible. Did I go to church? I went to church. Did I call myself a Christian? I called myself a Christian. But I knew I did not understand the Bible. I knew that the preacher did not help me understand the Bible. So people know that. They know that the black preacher is not causing them to understand the Bible. But do they care? They act as though they, too, do not care. The black minister doesn't care anything about knowledge of Bible content, and the black people don't care. Bad. No sense of right and wrong. It's wrong not to care about this of which I speak. It's wrong not to care. You should be concerned about what you're getting, what you're not getting. It should be a great concern. Major concern. So what I'm getting, and from my years of experience with teaching the law and teaching Bible truth, my years of experience in dealing with black people, it does seem like, let me say it like this, from the evidence shows that they do not care. They do not care that they have been deceived. They do not care that they are not getting truth of Bible content from the black minister. They do not care. The ministers don't care, and the people they minister to do not care. Nobody cares. No one cares. That's terrible. And so what happened? Each generation each succeeding generation inherits the same thing. That same thing, not caring, having no knowledge of the truth of Bible content, no knowledge without care. Each succeeding generation inherits the folly. And what is folly? Foolishness. And to be even more clear, the folly is deceit. Deceit, which originated from the days of enslavement and captivity by the slaveholders and wardens of the slaves. I am not setting myself up on a pedestal or anything like that, or trying to make myself seem different or anything. But one thing about me, I did care because I wanted to know the truth of Bible content. Never thought that I'd know it to the degree I know it now. But, I mean, I did want to know. And my work with Bible content testifies to that. I did want to know. Because what happened? I thought and I began to find out. I began to find out. Wow, the Bible teaches this. And I thought it was this way. I was taught from the church that it's this way, but the Bible actually says it's this way. I did care. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I did care. And I did want to know the truth. And so I sought it out. No, I never sat down and said, wow, I'm going to search out the truth about God. I never planned it like that. It happened. It happened. And I just gave myself to it. Learn as much as I could about the Bible. And then also felt that I should teach other black people the things that I learned. And so in years of teaching other black people things that I learned, things that I learned from the Bible, I can draw a conclusion and say, like, if that's so, black people do not care. Neither the black preacher. None of them care. So, I don't have any pity when the Bible says about them, they are all dumb dogs. I don't have any pity. I don't have a fight with that scripture. I don't have a bone to pick about that. But I help the scripture say they are all dumb dogs because I believe the Bible. And if it shows up in real life, then it just shows up in real life. If real life proves it out, then, I mean, that's just it. And black ministers prove out Isaiah 56. Dumb dog. That cannot understand. Because that's how they behave. They behave as though they cannot understand. They hate the truth. The black minister, the black church, hates the truth. They hate the gospel. They hate the teaching of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because they continue to hold to the lie that Jesus is a righteous character, that Jesus is a living character. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is just a character, made up fictitious character, who went about breaking the law. That's the gospel truth. That's what the book says. Black people hate that. I have told black people this, you know, about Jesus being an unlawful character. And you know what someone would say to me to my face? I still love my Jesus. How ignorant can you be? How foolish can you be? When you have it in the book, and the book shows the character to be just that, and the book shows the character to be unrighteous, and you say, I still love my Jesus. Yes, he must be your Jesus, because he certainly is not the Jesus in the book. It's time we get it right. And it is time we break the grip of ignorance and deception. It's time we do it. It's time we do it. again, the Bible is a book of details. It speaks in details about the Christian church. It speaks in detail about the black church. It speaks in detail about black people. It speaks in detail about the Gentiles. It speaks in detail about the law of God. And you can find information on things that I just made in Lawmaster's Archives. Lawmaster's Archives. You can also find information in my documents. The latest document being the jurisprudential law of God, hearing matter, and the document before that, all things, the demonstrated power of God, the book of the law of God. You can get this information. You can get the truth of Bible content. I'm not here to play games. I know that my teaching is not, it doesn't cause you to jump and shout, holler, poop all over the place, jump benches. Now, all black churches don't do that, but some do. My teaching is not entertainment. That's what I want to say. I know that my teaching does not entertain people. Well, that's not my goal, to entertain people. My goal is to impart knowledge to the people. You are precisely right. I do not seek to entertain you. I don't have time to entertain you. The black minister, on the other hand, he wants to entertain you. He wants to say things that are pleasing to you, things that he thinks you want to, things that he thinks you want to hear. Isaiah calls them dumb dogs. Isaiah calls them beasts of the forest. They can talk oh so smoothly. It doesn't matter. They can have all the right garb, all the right words that the people want may want to hear. I'd be willing to take a chance that the people want to hear the truth. That's me. And that's why I'm doing what I do now. I wasn't afraid to take the chance that, I knew one thing. I knew this, that blacks did not have the truth of Bible content, and that they needed it. Yes, blacks need the truth of Bible content. They need the truth of Jesus. They need the truth of the will of God. They need the truth of the knowledge of God. They need the truth of the knowledge that the Bible has in it with regard to the Gentile enslavement of black people. They need the truth of the knowledge that the Gentiles conspired to give black people a false belief, a false hope, a false faith. I knew, as I began to see truth, that black people needed that truth. Even if it's just a little bit of truth, because I didn't learn all this at once. Learning is incremental. You learn bits at a time, bits and pieces. So knowledge comes in increments. But I knew that. I knew that they did not have the truth, and that they needed the truth. And and here I stand. Here I stand. I stand on the truth of Bible content. There's a passage in the Bible that says, come out of you, my people. Separate yourselves. If you find yourself to be affiliated with a group, organization, church, that is not teaching the truth, withdraw yourself and get with those who are teaching and believing the truth. That makes sense. That's sensible. I was told as a youngster, birds of a feather flock together. If you flock with haters of the truth, then you hate the truth also. And that's exactly what the black church does. It hates the truth. That's my experience, that black people hate the truth. John 3 speaks to that. I will turn to it. John 3. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Darkness, deceit, lies, hypocrisy, walking in hypocrisy, and light, truth, and righteousness. That which is right, things that are right, even though you may have been taught the opposite. But once you hear the truth, you should come to the truth, and you should be willing to give yourself or see yourself as an instrument of truth to other people. A bearer of truth to others, those needing it. But men loved darkness rather than light. And it says, why? Because their deeds were evil. It was an evil thing the Gentiles did to black people in their conspiring to give black people a false faith, a false belief. That's evil. It is evil for black preachers to continue with the lie. That's evil. What Isaiah said, they are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. If the shoe fits, wear it. A hurt dog will haunt. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. It is evil to teach lies, whether you are Gentile or whether you are black or Indian or else other. It is evil to deceive people. It's an evil. Everyone. Notice the words that we deal with, the adjectives, like everyone. From the prophet to the priest, everyone deals false. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They are all beasts of the forest, beasts of the field, beasts, savage beasts. Savage beasts. They have no mercy. They don't say, the people need the truth, and I'm going to give them the truth. Well, first you have to learn the truth. You have to learn what the truth is. You can't give that which you don't have. You can say, I'm going to be honest, and yes, you can say, I am a preacher, but I want to confess, I do not understand the Bible. And if you know anybody who understands the Bible, please give me the address, their phone number, their cell number. Give me something whereby I can get in touch with that person and learn, because I know nothing at all. And that statement is in the book of John. Ye know nothing at all, to the black minister, which is in agreement with Isaiah. They are all ignorant. Now, and John is saying that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone with evil hated the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Listen, but he that doeth truth, you want to do truth, whether you are a preacher or a member of a member of the church, you want to do truth. You listening to this program, you want to do truth, come to the light. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. I alluded to a passage in Corinthians that says, come out of them, my people. I want to turn to Job 28. Job 28 says, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And listen, and to depart from evil is understanding. To depart from evil, what is the evil? The evil is the church. The church practices and works evil. The church puts forth lies. That's evil. Evil. The black minister preaches and tells lies. He thrives on lies. Do the Gentile ministers outwardly tell the lies also? Yes, they do. Does that make it right? No, it does not. They practice and work evil. The Bible says to depart from evil is understanding. Men love darkness. And let me put it in the present tense. Men love darkness rather than light. Now let me break it down. Men love deceit rather than truth. You don't have to be like that. You can change. I invite you to connect with me, join with me, as I stand with truth. Join with me and stand with me. It can happen. We can turn this thing around. We can turn it around. Yes, we've been given deceit for many, many years. Each succeeding generation has inherited deceit, the folly of the Gentiles continually. We can turn that around. It needs to be turned around. It is time to get it right. It is time to break the grip of ignorance and deception. Let's get it right this time, people. Black people, let's get it right. Unless are by nature evil. And unless, as Isaiah said, you cannot understand. If you cannot understand, I don't know what to say about you. I think you can understand. I bid you come. Come, join with me. Join with the Lord God Israel. Join as I stand with truth and as I stand up for truth. Join. The scripture says, be ye followers of God. It never told you, be ye followers of a preacher. And especially when the preacher is preaching lies. Be ye followers of God, and you cannot go wrong. Because God is right. God has come, and he has come with his truth. Hear ye him. I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord God Israel. Until the next time.